Cruise Radio is brought to you in part by TripInsurance.com. Travel insurance done right. Get a quote today at TripInsurance.com.
Broadcasting from the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida.
This is
Cruise Radio.
Hey, what's up? My name is Doug Parker. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Cruise Radio. So happy to have you here, my friend. Don't forget, lots of new posts on our site, cruiseradio.net, to kind of feed your cruise addiction. So be sure to check out our website there, cruiseradio.net. Coming up a little later on in the program, we'll talk to Carrie McLaren. She just returned from a 7-night Caribbean sailing aboard Carnival Liberty. Excited to hear all about that. But first, Mike Giroux created Shipmate app. Now, if you haven't downloaded this app yet, you really need to, because it's a super cool app, but even cooler now because he released a fare watch feature. It actually monitors your cruise fare up until you set sail. So Mike is on the line right now. What's up, Mike?
Thanks so much for having me on, Doug.
So Mike, we brought you on the show to talk to us about the Shipmate app. So let's take a step back and talk to us about why did you develop this app?
Sure. So we started development about 5 years ago. Our family, we're big into cruising. We do a big family reunion every 2 years, 50 of us. So originally it was just built so our big group could kind of keep track of each other, add to our experience once on the ship with the deck maps, finding people's cabins. And we launched it in the App Store and people loved it. So we've grown. It's been an organic growth. People have asked for more cruise lines, more features. And now we cover all major cruise lines. We have tens of thousands of people opening it up every day. And it's been a great ride.
Did I read in TechCrunch that Shipmate app has over 1 million downloads?
Yeah, we do. So we crossed the 1 million download mark a few months ago, which we're really proud of.
That is so cool, man. So Shipmate app is cool enough with the roll calls, the photos, the chat feature, the deck plans, everything you want to know about the ship. But you recently just launched Price Alerts. So talk to us about Price Alerts inside the Shipmate app. Like, how does it work?
We did. So we just launched that 2 weeks ago, less than 2 weeks ago. And what it does is our users, when they first download the app, they store their upcoming cruise in their My Cruises section, and that gives them access to all kinds of information, their itinerary, port information, reviews, tips, you name it, we have it in there. But our latest feature, the price alerts, since we have all the pricing information about the individual's cruise, we're tracking it on an hourly basis, and we're letting the user know immediately if that price drops below their set price. So what they'll do is they'll just go into this new feature and it's automatically in there if they've saved their cruise. And if we have that pricing information, it'll pop up right in their saved cruise and they just click on the notifications button. And once that's set to on, anytime that price moves either up or down by more than 1%, we'll notify them.
So the price alert feature right now is just for iOS, for Apple products. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's still being built for Android.
Okay.
But we are giving our Android users access to that as a web app so they can find that on our partner site on cruiseline.com.
Okay.
So, and access that from there.
So I have my iPhone. I launch a Shipmate app. I go to My Cruises so I can set a price alert for Anthem of the Seas for next fall and it'll let me know if the price goes up or down. Is that correct?
Exactly. So below your countdown, once you select that Anthem sailing, you'll see the current price, and you can even toggle between the different cabin options. So it defaults to interior. You'll see a price for interior, and you can check the different prices from interior, suite, and balcony, whatever. And then depending on whichever one you purchased, you can just toggle our price alerts on for that cabin type. And anytime that moves, we'll send you an email notification.
So from there, we could call the cruise line and say, hey, I noticed a price dropped on my upcoming sailing. Is there any way to get an onboard credit or anything like that?
Exactly. So you'd want to either reach out to your agent or to the cruise line directly, depending on who you booked with. And circumstances are different depending on when you've paid for the cruise, if you've gotten some kind of price protection with them. But we're finding that a lot of users are able to take this information and recover that differential in the form of onboard credit mostly.
Do you have any data on how much the average cruise price will go up or down in an average booking?
It's a really good question. And we We haven't actually figured that out yet. Mm-hmm. We've seen it to be more volatile than we initially thought. And one really cool feature that we're hoping to implement soon is a graph. So you can see over time how that's fluctuated, but we don't currently have that.
And we were talking a few minutes ago, but this is not available on Android as of right now. But if you want to go to set a price alert with your Android, it'll take you to cruiseline.com. Is that what you were saying?
So you can go to cruiseline.com and you'll see the price alerts option.
Okay.
On the main page there. And it'll walk you through the steps to set that same price alert. And you'll get the same notifications as you would with once it's set through the iOS, through our shipmate, Apple.
It reminds me of that saying, necessity is the mother of invention.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And we've had users asking us for price information for a long time now. And the app has never been about selling cruises.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a great way to kind of add that information. For users, it's an awesome value add where they're recovering a lot of money from it. Just anecdotally, we've seen users recover as much as $900, and that's just in the past 2 weeks since we've launched.
Along those same lines, I wrote a post on it and put it on Facebook, and I had someone say that they signed up for the Price Drop app and they saved $250 per person, which they got back in onboard credit, and they were like thanking me a million times.
Yeah, that's amazing. We love hearing that. And as of right now, since we don't provide the mechanism to recover any differences in prices, we have no idea what that total figure is, but mm-hmm. just in the past 2 weeks, we've seen that almost 20,000 price alerts have been set through the app.
That's so cool.
We can only imagine that number is pretty high.
Wow. We've been talking with Mike Giroux, creator of Shipmate app. If you want to find out more, head to cruiseradio.net. We'll link to it in the show notes. Mike, always a pleasure talking to you, my friend. Talk soon.
Thanks so much, Doug.
This is Cruise Radio.
When is your next cruise? Where are you going? And what are you going to do once you get there? Market-leading specialist CruisingExcursions.com offers savings up to 60% offshore excursions versus cruise line prices. Whether it's private, shared, scenic, historic, or family tours, CruisingExcursions.com has up to 12,000 excursions in over 700 ports worldwide, like Rome, Vatican City, St. Petersburg, in which we include the visas, Sydney, and Jamaica, just to name a few. You can even bundle your excursions for more savings. Make your next vacation affordable and unforgettable by visiting cruisingexcursions.com.
A big question we get at Cruise Radio is, how do I know if I need trip insurance? Simple answer. If you're getting on a plane, taking a road trip, or getting on a cruise ship, you need to have travel insurance. Hey, it's Doug Parker from my friends at TripInsurance.com. Not only does TripInsurance.com protect your vacation investment, but it also gives you a peace of mind in case anything were to go wrong on your trip. How do they do it? They offer three different types of trip insurance policies. Good, better, and best. One policy for every vacation budget. But it doesn't just stop there. They're up to 40% lower when you shop around on other comparison sites. Plus, TripInsurance.com offers 24-hour customer support before, during, and after your trip, online claims assistance, and travel alerts to let you know what's going on at your destination. But find out for yourself. Check out TripInsurance.com.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon.
If you missed any part of the show or want to hear more, go to cruiseradio.net and click on Radio Channel or go to iTunes and search Cruise Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio.
We always like getting your cruise reviews. If you have one you'd like to share, just email comments at cruiseradio.net, like Carrie McLaren. She lives here in Jacksonville, and she's returned from a 7-night Eastern Caribbean sailing aboard Carnival Liberty, and she joins us this evening. Hello, Carrie.
Hi there.
So you just took a seven-night Eastern Caribbean cruise aboard Carnival Liberty. I love that ship. It was one of the first ships to get the Funship 2.0 enhancements back in fall of 2011. So before we actually step foot on the ship itself, what made you want to sail? What made you want to decide to sail on Carnival Liberty?
Well, you know, this was actually one of the Carnival live sailings, so Journey was going to perform one of the nights. So that was a big hit for us. But we also are big fans of all of the 2.0 improvements. Mm-hmm. So that was really a plus for us as well.
Nice. And I guess the closeness kind of factored in for you because you're here in Jacksonville like I am. And we're like, what, 2 hours from the port?
Yeah, two hours. It's a piece of cake.
Yeah, very simple there. Okay, very good. So let's go to embarkation. How was embarkation at Port Canaveral?
Super fast. We literally breezed right through. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was cool because there were 6 ships in port that day when we were down there. And I thought it was cool seeing all the ships. And I thought that Cape Canaveral handled having 6 ships in port really well.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we kind of budgeted extra time because we feared there may be traffic or it may take us a little bit longer, but it was really easy. They had their stuff going together.
Nice, nice. So you stepped foot on Carnival Liberty, and what were your first impressions?
You know, I loved it. It's just the brightness of it. It's beautiful. You could just tell everybody was excited to be there. The crew on board, they were welcoming. Loved it.
Nice. And let's move to the stateroom. So first off, what kind of stateroom did you have and what were your impressions of the stateroom?
So I had a balcony and I was on deck 7, kind of in the middle of the ship. Mm-hmm. I love it because we travel with both our girls. So we've got a quad room.
Okay.
But, you know, it still feels really spacious. The balcony is always a plus for me to have that extra room to spread out, especially when the kids go to bed.
Yeah, yeah, I bet. And with the – you said you had a middle room. You traveling with 2 girls or 2 little kids rather. Do you find that one part of the ship is better or easier than another part of the ship?
You know, when I am looking at rooms on the ship, I try and find out where the Camp Carnival is. Mm-hmm. And I try and find a room that's closest to that elevator section.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of the spot I go back and forth to the most.
Nice, nice. And did you think that Carnival had enough plugs and everything in their stateroom for your iPad, your computer, your phone, your cameras and all of that?
Well, you know, we've got the one that's right there on the kind of the mirrored section at the desk. Mm-hmm. And then I think there was also one maybe in the bathroom, I believe.
Yeah. It's actually my co-host always yells at me because I'm always charging my phone in the bathroom one. He's like, it's only for razors. I'm like, I know, but you're using all the plugs. So I have to use it somewhere.
Well, I can't even reach that one. So yeah. You're better than I am.
Stand on the toilet or something. So let's move to the food on Carnival Liberty. This ship has everything with the Funship 2.0. So we're talking Guy Fieri. Blue Iguana Cantina. It has the steakhouse, the Lido Deck dining room, the main dining room. So let's start at the Lido Deck dining room and work our way outside.
You know, the Lido Deck with your typical buffet and everything, we love the fish and chips, which mm-hmm. this ship has. So we eat there a lot with the fish and chips and the seafood. And of course, guys, not going to lie, I had 4 burgers while I was on the ship. So, you know, it had the Blue Iguana. It had the Guy's Burgers. Had a great deli and of course the 24-hour pizza, which we hit up pretty much late at night.
Sure. The I have to say the fish and chips is the best kept secret on board the ship.
It's funny, the first day it was kind of empty, and as we kept going throughout the week, it got more and more and more people started finding out about it.
I drink a ton of water when I'm cruising, and I always find the booth on that 10th deck right there at the fish and chip station right across from the water because no one is ever there. So
that's my spot.
Yeah, it's like the secret of Carnival Liberty. So let's go to the main dining room. What were your impressions of the food and the service and all that stuff?
You know, I really tried to branch out this trip and try new foods to me. Mm-hmm. So I loved it. I tried escargot for the first time in the dining room. I had rabbit in the dining room. I even tried frog legs, which was crazy. But, you know, they had just typical your cruise foods and your cruise favorites. Of course, the melting chocolate cake was there. The Liberty was actually testing out the American table menu, mm-hmm. which I wasn't aware of until I got on the ship. So it had a lot of new items that I wasn't expecting, too, like the frog legs and the escargot. Yeah, we loved it.
Yeah,
it
talk really to us about great. That American feast and American table menu. Is it more along the lines of like regional cuisine to where you're sailing, or how does it work?
It really kind of had your – it's silly to say it, but it sounds more like it was your American food. You know, mm-hmm. you had your steaks and you had your fish. But then every night they kind of spiced it up a little different with new items on the menu, like cured salmon or salmon that was paired with coconut rice. One thing they did that was really cool with the American table menu is depending on what port you were in, they had a specific menu items that went along with that port. So say like when we were in St. Thomas, one of the dishes was jerk chicken on the menu. And they had a specific, I think it was some type of ceviche that night as the appetizer. And then you could also order a specialty drink. So they kind of paired it each night to what port you were in, which I thought was kind of unique.
Nice. And moving to the specialty venue on board, they have a steakhouse on board, and it's $35 per person. What were your thoughts of the steakhouse?
You know, I love the steakhouse. That's the place we go to every time. And it's always great to have the surf and turf. That's my go-to. But I love to watch people in the dining room, in the steakhouse, when they order the cheesecake for dessert because it is massive, massive and delicious.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't know this, but if you book the steakhouse on the very first night, you actually get a free bottle of wine with your reservation. So if you're planning on booking a Carnival Steakhouse during your sailing, book it the first night because I think 9 times out of 10, you get a free bottle of wine there. Speaking of great food, we talked about Guy Fieri. We talked about the Blue Iguana Cantina and the Lido Deck in the main dining room. Did you get a chance to hit the tasting bar at all?
You know, we did hit the tasting bar. They had some Cucina one night. They did have some samplings from the steakhouse, too. Mm-hmm. But that's always kind of our stop as we make our way to the dining room every night. It's almost like an appetizer to the appetizer. We really like to do that.
Yeah, definitely. And with Funship 2.0 came Playlist Productions, where Carnival has new stage shows, among other entertainment venues around the ships. What were your thoughts of Playlist Productions?
You know, we love going to the shows after dinner. The music and the dancing, that just seals me in. I love it. It's exciting.
I think it's good because, you know, the stage shows used to be between 45 minutes to an hour, and someone with ADD like myself couldn't stand to sit through the whole thing, but now they're like 25 to 30 minutes apiece, and it's perfect. Did you catch any comedians?
You know, I didn't do any comedians this trip. I did none.
No karaoke? Any superstar? No. Okay.
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, let's talk about the kids program because you had your two little girls with you on there. What were their thoughts of the kids program? Do they love it?
You know, they absolutely love that Camp Carnival. The folks that work there are just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. We actually got off the ship for a few hours and left the girls at camp because they begged us to stay at camp. And when I came back 4 hours later to pick them up, they were angry because they didn't want to leave. I mean, it's so great. They love it.
I think that really defines a kids program, too. If the kids don't want to leave, they're doing something right.
Right. Every time we went to pick them up, you know, one day they were dressed up like pirates, and another day they were dressed up like butterflies. They always came back with some type of art project, face paint. It's a great, great program.
Very cool. One thing that really defines a cruise ship is how it behaves itself inside and out during sea days. So how was Carnival Liberty during your 3 days at sea?
You know, it was a really full ship this week. So there were a lot of people. It was kind of a younger crowd because we were kind of hitting the spring break time. But everybody was relaxed and having fun. And, you know, the DJs playing music on the Lido deck. It was a really fun crowd.
We always use the word areas of mass congestion on board ships on the inside. Did you experience any of that during sea days?
During sea days, you know, there's always that mad rush for Guy's Burger mm-hmm. when it opens at noon. It's kind of like people are stocking it out until noon, and then it's a mad rush to get a burger. And of course, the mad rush of everybody wants to get into the dining room at the same time, but wait 5 minutes and it's empty.
In closing here, Carrie, do you have any been there, done that tips for Carnival Liberty?
Yeah, you know, we did something new for the first time is we went to the cooking demonstration at the steakhouse mm-hmm. and it's free samples of the food that they actually cook at the steakhouse. And it's first come, first serve. And they are not kidding. I got there 30 minutes before it started and the room was almost full.
Wow. Do they charge for that?
No, it's completely free. And it was right at an hour. And we had three different tastings while we were there. And we left with the recipes.
Ah, very good. So you'll be making up some Carnival steakhouse food in your kitchen, I guess. Rob will be happy about that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because you did the chocolate melting cake, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. I make that often.
Do you have the recipe on your website for that?
I do.
I'm going to link to it in the show notes at cruiseradio.net because that looked really, really good. We have about 30 seconds here, Carrie. So tell us your final thoughts of Carnival Liberty.
You know, I love Carnival Liberty. It was a relaxing week. My kids had a fantastic week, which means mom also had a fantastic week. It was great.
Been talking with Carrie McLaren. If you want to find out more, check out the show notes at cruiseradio.net. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you.
Cruise Radio is produced weekly at the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Hear Cruise Radio on iHeartRadio, the Stitcher Radio Network, Overseas Radio Network, iTunes, or at cruiseradio.net. For sales and marketing opportunities, email sales@cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.